Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the morning rev call. This is Chris Bruce in Spokane, Washington, and hopefully everybody can hear me. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the psychology of how we do things and why we do things, and more importantly, why we don't do things. There's a TED Talk from a few years ago, maybe 2016, 2017, by Mel Robbins. And she's one of those went from poverty to success type people. She's done a lot of different businesses, and she has a grounding in psychology. And because of what happened to her, she's gone very far into the realm of human performance and the fundamentals of how to break habits and how to create new habits. And she really breaks it down into very, very simple terms, and her TED Talk is called The 5-Second Rule. She has another one called Use This to Control Your Brain. And, you know, as a kid, I remember the first, you know, second rule that I heard was the 5-second rule. If you dropped your toast on the floor, if it was butter side up, you had 5 seconds to get it off the floor before it was poisonous or covered with germs or whatever. And I know that the Mythbusters went through and disproved that. It didn't matter how long you left it on the floor. Pretty much contact meant transfer, and bad bugs would grow on your toast. Butter side up, butter side down, didn't matter. But when I listened to her 5-second rule, it's not about toast. It's about hesitation. Almost all of us, multiple times a day, will get an inspiration. And it can be as simple as, go talk to that guy. You know, say something to her. Go to the gym. It could be as simple as, get out of bed. And I went to a training more than 20 years ago, and the trainer talked about the poo-flinging monkey that lived in our brains. And every time we had a good idea, it would screech, distract us, and do what monkeys do. It would fling poo at your idea until you had completely doubted yourself and talked yourself out of the idea. And that's a lot of what Mel Robbins talks about, even though she doesn't use the monkey. She goes more into the scientific parts of it. But we all have this thing where we'll get the idea, and then we'll talk ourselves out of it. I should make that phone call. Well, they might be busy, early, a little late. I've got another thing to do. The kids will be out of school soon. Oh, man, I got to make dinner. Kind of tired. You know, whatever it is, something will come up. We'll talk ourselves out of doing the thing we know we should do. And it can be about everything. Brushing our teeth, taking a shower, cooking a good dinner instead of ordering in pizza. All of those things where a tiny bit of effort would complete the task, but we'll spend a monumental amount of effort to avoid the task. And it goes back to brain psychology. We're comfort-seeking creatures. Our brain is there to keep us safe. There's this subconscious part of us that is telling us, don't touch that, it might be dangerous. Don't walk over there, it might be dangerous. Don't make this this decision because bad things might happen. You know, we don't want to ask the girl out on the date because she might say no and that'll hurt. We don't want to raise our hand in class and give the answer because what if we're wrong and everybody laughs at us? Our brain will tell us, don't do that, you might get hurt, and we don't do it. And so her 5-second rule is about when an inspiration comes, you have 5 seconds to take action or you will not do it. And the trick is based on a very, very simple thing. It's simple but not easy. Is when you get the inspiration, you immediately count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and at 1 you do it, regardless of anything else. And the reason that that works, it's a technique called metacognition. And essentially, it's just a big word that means tricking your brain. You have to short-circuit, cut out, interrupt that self-defense mechanism that tells you they might say no, or it's inconvenient right now, or it might be painful, or you might get lost, or whatever it is, you have to stop that before it starts. And so immediately you have to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whether it's out loud, which is better, or, you know, if you're on a crowded elevator, you might want to do it yourself. But if you do that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there's a section of the brain, and its job is to enforce habits. And you have this loop. It's got a closed loop of behavior, and it's something that you do over and over and over again. So with Mel, she needed to do something. She was she'd go through the grocery store, and she'd be checking things through, and she'd watch the numbers go up, and she didn't balance her checkbook because that was inconvenient. And so she didn't know exactly how much money she had in her bank, but she had this horrible anxiety. Every item that was scanned, the total would go up, and she knew the tax hadn't been charged yet, and that total kept going up. And she was just dreading inside scanning that card because she knew that at some point the total would be bigger than her balance. And when she'd scan that card, it would be declined. And it was just, you know, an agony for her all the time. And the thing that would solve that is if she balanced the checkbook. She also needed to do more things about work, you know, prepare for meetings, prepare for the day. And she wasn't doing that because her alarm would go off in the morning and she'd hit snooze. And then she'd hit snooze again. And then she'd hit snooze again. And there was that habit. When the alarm went off, the alarm didn't mean get out of bed. The alarm meant hit the button. And so that was a habit she formed. And when she learned about this metacognition trick, she decided she would try it on herself. And so the next morning, the very next morning, as soon as the alarm went off, she went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and at once she stood up. And she was fine. And the next morning she did it again. And the next morning she did it again. And that was the thing that broke that habit. And just that one thing changed how her entire day went. Because suddenly she was not rushing to go to work. She had time to prepare. So she was in a better mindset. So her whole day went better. She made better decisions. When she would get the prompting, I need to send an email to so-and-so. I need to make a list. She works in fashion. I need to make a list of this collection and send it out to these 23 people. I need to go through my contact list from college and see if I can invite these people to come to this presentation. You know, all of these different things. Every time one of those things came to her head, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. She didn't let her brain talk herself out of it. And the reason that it works, so if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it won't work. If you do something else, it won't work. It has to be something that goes against the grain. It has to be something that you don't always do. And when you're counting forward, it's something you can just keep going. You could say 6, then you could say 7, then you could say 8, and that gives time for your brain to talk you out of it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there's nowhere to go. And if you do that, it just has to be that short. For some people, it's even shorter. She said, you know, 3, 2, 1 would work. But 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is the thing that interrupts that closed loop and then activates another part of your brain. To count backwards, it's harder for your brain to do. And so the energy that would go to supply the poop thingy monkey with ammunition is interrupted. And it just takes that interruption so that your subconscious stops being in control. Your conscious mind that made the decision then acts on the decision. And so as we're going through the day, the challenge is try this 5-second rule. The next time you get a prompting to make a phone call, even if it's inconvenient, even if you have something else coming up, even if you think it might be too early, too late, or they don't like you anymore, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dial and make that call. And you'll be amazed at how much more time you have during the day. Because a lot of us, our anxiety will push us into doing things that waste time, but they're comfortable. So going on Facebook and watching the reels, just random stuff. You know, there's a plumber doing a fantastic job. job. There's someone walking a dog, a cute cat video. Look what my kids did. Politicians are stupid. And suddenly you've watched 45 minutes of 10-second videos, and you're comfortable, and your brain's relaxed, but nothing got done. So, 5-4-3-2-1, whatever it is, do it. Send the email, make the phone call, knock on the door, walk across the room and talk to somebody, make the invitation, ask someone to do something. All of those things, you'll be amazed how much more time and how much you get accomplished during the day if you're not allowing those closed loops and that anxiety to talk you out of doing the things you need to do. So it's something that's difficult. I've recently started doing it because I noticed myself. There's calls that I needed to make on the 4th of the month and maybe the 15th of the month, and then it gets to the 20th of the month, and I'm like, wow, it's almost over. Wait till next month? Need to not do that. So, 5-4-3-2-1, make the call. Yesterday, I was asked to come to someone's house. It was one of my clients, and actually somebody that I recently signed up in a meeting. Her sprinklers went on last night, or night before last, at 10 o'clock. She went to bed, and then she got up in the morning. They were still going. She couldn't get them to turn off. So she asked me to come and turn off the sprinklers. I didn't know exactly what was going on. I didn't know what all the different parts were. I didn't know how our system worked, but we called somebody who was an expert, and he showed up in just a few minutes because he happened to be there close in town. And within minutes, I mean, he's just like, oh, it's simple here, and you break this open, and you clean that, and you turn this, and you tighten that, and you loosen this, and ta-da, the whole system works. And just, you know, force of habit, just talk to him a little bit while he's working, and asked him what he did, and he says, well, I'm a farmer. I just do this on the side. Because I can't handle the chemicals on the farm anymore. I go, really? What's going on with that? He says, well, when I was a little kid, my parents moved from California to Washington. They started a farm, and my job was to walk around with the backpack with the Roundup sprayer. And so I was spraying the weeds, and the wind was blowing it in my face, and I actually thought it smelled good. So I sniffed that stuff up. And then he started listing all the things that were going wrong with his body. And he might be 50, 55. Not very old, and just listing things, you know, problems that are happening to him. But it's not just him. It's his children. It's his wife, his grandchildren. All of them are having issues because of chemical exposure, and he was listing all of these different conditions. And, you know, didn't hesitate. I just said, well, have you ever heard of zeolite? And he kind of had. And so I told him very, very briefly, what zeolite does, just, I mean, 30 seconds or less, and then I nudged Isabella, who was my new person, and because it was her house, her worker that came, and so I wanted her to make the presentation, essentially, and so I just said, tell him the Rich Cotter story, because I just played that video for her, the right place, right time thing, and so she started telling him that, and I left, and just would text her little things, little lines. And so she talked to him for probably 30 minutes, and I just went and did other stuff. And she came in, and she was just bouncing. You know how Rich says he gets paid in goosebumps? She had goosebumps. She had told just a few stories that she had barely heard, you know, in the last week to this guy. And the guy started sharing more and more and more about his family. And then he told her a dream that he had about something that was going to change everything. And, you know, this guy came to fix sprinklers. He left kind of in tears with a whole bunch of information about Avini. He had a few videos texted to his phone to watch and had her information. And she was so animated because it was something so simple. She was not going to talk to him. She didn't know what to say, but just a few little prompts. But it would not have happened if that first question hadn't been asked. So who knows where your day is going to go. So 5-4-3-2-1, make the call, send the email, walk across the room, and start the conversation. So let's see. Okay, we're 15 after. If anybody wants to get on and hit star 6 and share I was scared but I did it story, or it was an inconvenient time but I made the call, feel free to do that. Maybe 5-10 minutes of that. If anybody's got anything they want to share or comment on, you can go for it. Anybody? Anybody? Okay.
Good morning, Chris. Right. Hey, it's Robbie from Spokane.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? I like the story of the poop slinging monkey. That happens to me so much, and I need to get things done that I know I need to do. And I sure appreciate you sharing that. That's a great story.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Chris. It's Robin. How are you? Oh, sorry.
Hey, Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
Hey. Hi, guys. Hey, that was so excellent. I needed that, Bruce. Chris, thank you so much. It was so amazing. You did a great job, and I'm so excited for your new team member, too. And I just want to share, Mark and I decided to go to the lake yesterday and just take some R&R and just go float in the water, you know, and do some grounding, put our feet on the sand. And it was amazing. We just met this a brother and a sister, and they were up vacationing with their family, and we did the same thing as what you're saying. We just actually made friends with them, like you did with that gentleman, asked him about himself, and it just, you know, got the conversation. And she said, well, what do you do, you know? And so we got to just share, and you're right, it's the hesitation that steals away the blessing. And so thank you for that. I needed that this morning, and you did a great job expressing it. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Chris. I just wanted to thank you for the 5-minute, 5-second rule as well. That's really a keeper. And you kind of made my day too for mentioning the video. I'm so glad that video has been a help to your person. And made my day. Thanks.
Absolutely. It's great. I love it.
Chris, it's David.
Hey, David.
Hey, I have to print 500 of my dear friendly brochure. I pick it up Wednesday. I've been thinking about wanting to read it. Until now, when you speak about a 5-4-3-2-1, and I said I need to read this, so I pick up the brochure, and I go over the 4 products that we have. And I feel good about it because the more knowledge that I have about what the product can help humanity, the more I can tell people about it. So I'm planning on visiting friends by giving them the brochure, and then I'll read through the brochure with them, the 4 products, and let them choose what they want. Thank you for your 5-second rule today. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, David. All right, if anybody wants to watch that TED Talk, if you just search for Mel Robbins, 5-second rule, or use this to control your brain, you know, she's been interviewed a few times with it, has some great stories, but it's, you know, she goes into depth of, you know, talking basal ganglion and, you know, all the parts of the brain that are involved in this and why it works. So if you want the science side of it, you know, it makes a good listen. You know, there's a whole bunch of different clips from 5 minutes to an hour, just really to reinforce how much power is in the brain. It's scary how much is going on between our ears that we don't realize. So go out there and find something that might be a little bit scary, and don't give yourself time to worry about it. Just go do it. All right, thanks everybody so much for being on the call. We'll see you tomorrow with Dave in the morning on the Zoom, and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thanks, everybody.
Before we hang up,
yes,
I have Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule book, and just a quick little quote in her book. It tells me she shares me you're about to do something really, really brave.
Excellent. I love it. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank
you. All right, everybody. Yeah, it's definitely worth the listen and the read. Talk to you all later.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.